Hey, good morning and welcome to LifePoint Church. My name is Mike Burnett. I get to serve as lead pastor, and no matter what location you're joining us from, I want to say a big welcome to you and thank you for being a part of the third week of our series, At the Movies. Hey, before we get into this next film, I want to take a minute and welcome all of our guests who are here for the very first time. We're so happy to have new faces at LifePoint all the time. In fact, we're used to that. If you're new, you're normal here, and so we want to say welcome to you. If you would do me a favor, there's a connection card in the seat back in front of you, and if you'd fill that out, that would be your gift to us at the very end of our time together today. So today we're continuing our At the Movies series with a little bit more of a serious film called Warrior. Warrior is about one family who struggled to actually fight for and find forgiveness. Now, the world of MMA fighting provides an incredible backdrop for this story. It's based on the story of two sons raised in a home with an abusive alcoholic father. Their parents divorced sometime in their early teens or young adulthood, and one of the sons stays with his dad, that's Brendan, and the other son decides to leave and stay with his mom, and that would be Tommy. Now, although many years have passed, we get some of that backstory sprinkled throughout this movie, and as we see, little has improved in terms of relationship. However, there's one thing that has changed. The father in the movie, his name's Patty, he's a former MMA trainer played by Nick Nolte. He has actually found Christ and made a complete change in his life. And throughout the story, we find this need for Patty to attempt to make things right with both of his sons, both of the brothers. However, they want little to nothing to do with him. Now, Tommy is the youngest of the two boys, and he's the one that struggles the most with the death of his mother. He was the one that moved out to live with his mother, played by Tom Hardy. He also struggles along the way with alcoholism and drug abuse, which are things that he's using as a means to cope with the unforgiveness towards his family, his father, and his past. In fact, Tommy was the soldier in the story. If you watch the entire movie, you see Tommy was the war hero, but then he was a deserter. They said that he went AWOL, and I think all of that is just wrapped up in his inability to cope with his pain from his past. The older brother is Brendan. He's played by Joel Edgerton. Now, he's Patty's oldest son who is struggling to provide for his family. He's a former MMA fighter known for his devastating punch. Now, Brendan begins to wonder if he should go back into fighting, leave his teaching career, and pursue MMA fighting again so that he could keep his home from going into foreclosure. He's dealing with some pressure points there with providing for his family and going back into an old skill and an old talent that he has as a way to make ends meet. Now, this film is going to dive into the struggle that many families face, the struggle really of unforgiveness. You're going to see in this film, that's the greatest fight that's being fought throughout the whole movie, is that of unforgiveness. In this opening scene, we're going to see the difficult tension that there is between Tommy and his father, Patty, and then also the resentment that he has towards his older brother, Brendan.
I like what you've done with the place.
I appreciate that.
There's not much of a woman's touch around here.
Yeah, well, no more women for me, Tommy.
Yeah. Must be hard to find a girl who can take a punch nowadays. See, that guy in 14 years, you're not gonna have a drink with him? Come on.
I told you I'm off it, Tommy. I'm coming up on 1,000 days. Come on, just a drink with him. No. School teacher down in Philly. Remember Tess? They got two beautiful little girls.
So you found God, huh? That's awesome. See, Mom kept calling out for him, but he wasn't around. I guess Jesus was down at the mill forgiving all the drunks, huh? Who knew? So you're gonna ask about her? Or are you just gonna sit there all sober?
I know.
Oh, you know? What do you know, huh? Do you know it wasn't enough to drive west to get away from you, that once we hit the water, we drove north too?
When I got sober, I hired a man to find you.
And is that one of the 12 steps? Or does a guy like you get 24?
Just 12.
Did your guy tell you what you needed to know?
Just that your mother died in Tacoma. You were in the Marines. That was all. That was enough.
Well, that's too bad. You could have gotten some good details. You could have heard about her coughing up blood on her knees. Having me rub her down with holy water because, you know, she didn't have no insurance. All the time waiting for your pal, Jesus, to save her. Did your man tell you that?
I'm sorry, Tommy.
Well, it's good to know that you're sorry, Bob. It goes a long way. I think I liked you better when you were a drunk.
Wow, after a scene like that, you can really see that this is a family dealing with some deep issues of unforgiveness, resentment, and bitterness. Tommy's bitterness is completely evident not only through this scene, but the entire movie. He's just like many of us. We're trying to figure out how to do life appropriately with open wounds from our past. You know, it's so easy to just say to someone, hey, you need to forgive. And yes, you do need to forgive. But how many of you know forgiveness sometimes is very, very challenging? I believe the reason forgiveness and reconciliation is so difficult is we don't always know how to practically go about seeking or extending forgiveness. So what do you do when someone hurts you, when someone wounds you deeply, when someone abandons you or takes advantage of you? See, Jesus tells us how to deal with it directly in Matthew chapter 18. He says, if a brother or a friend or a colleague or someone you know sins against you, then you who are offended, go and tell him his fault. And do it between you and him alone. And if he listens to you, great, you've gained relationship back with your brother and the relationship can be restored. And that actually is the goal. For those of us who have come to Christ and realize that maybe we've hurt someone deeply, how should we appropriately seek to be forgiven? I want you to check out this next scene and see how the older brother, Brendan, responds to his father, Patty, when he shows up actually unannounced, but seeking forgiveness. Check this out.
Hey, Brendan. Brendan, it's me, Pop.
What are you doing here?
I have some news for you.
Something wrong with your hands?
There's
nothing wrong with your hands. There's no reason for you not to phone. That's the deal.
Yeah, I forgot.
Phone or mail, Pop, non-negotiable.
Hey, Brendan, you ever... You ever seen my hand so steady? Ever seen that?
Go inside.
I got 1,000 days, Brendan. 1,000 days sober today.
Well, it's great, Pop, but it doesn't change anything.
What do you mean doesn't change anything? Have a heart, Brendan.
You listen to me. You take your have a heart and you run it down the road. Yeah, run it out with someone that doesn't know you like I do.
Listen, you know, I thought maybe, you know, we could break bread, you know, just open some lines of communication.
You got two lines of communication. You got the telephone and the post office. God, just because you decide it's a special day, it doesn't make one for me. I got wife and kids inside, and they're waiting for me, so I don't have time for whatever this is.
I know you got a wife and kid in there. I've got a granddaughter in there I haven't seen in 3 years, and another one I haven't even ever met.
Yeah, why is that, Pop? Why is that? Do you remember having anything to do with that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Never again. That doesn't happen here. Take care of yourself.
Tommy's back. He's in the burg.
You say Tommy's in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, he came to see me.
He came to see you.
He's over at the house. We're doing a little training, you know, at Fitzy's. Remember Fitzy's? It ain't Fitzy's anymore.
You and Tommy are training together. Tommy Conlon.
Reardon. You know, he's using your mother's maiden name.
Yeah, I know what the name is.
Well, I thought you'd want to know he's back, so that's why I drove.
I thought you came to break bread over a thousand days.
No, I did, Britton. That's most important than that, too.
Right, did he say if he wants to see me?
Well, he doesn't say much, but he's just not that happy kid he was, you know.
Wow, look at you. Mr. Inside Man. You and Tommy training together like nothing ever happened. It's unbelievable. Now I know what you're really doing here.
What's that?
You came to gloat.
Oh, I did not come to gloat. I came to get my son back.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Hey, you got your son back.
No, I'm talking about you, Brent.
You got your son back. You know. Forget it. Yeah, I'll tell you. Part of the reason I stuck around, because I thought I'd finally get you all to myself. But you didn't have any interest in training me. Yeah, Tommy was the one.
Oh, Brendan, I was a drunk. I mean, you know, Brendan, I'm sorry.
I don't get it. You're always a front runner. Never had any interest in underdogs. But I was your son.
You are my son, Brendan.
Am I?
Yeah, you are. I'm just asking you if you can find a little bit of space in your heart to forgive me. A little bit.
Yeah. I forgive you.
Okay.
But I do not trust you.
Oh.
Listen, tell Tommy. If he wants to see me, this is where I am.
Okay. But right. They're not different things. You gotta trust to forgive.
Night, Pop.
Oh, my God. Is that Emily? She's grown, Brendan. Is that Rosie?
Daddy, who is that?
Oh, it's just a nice old man. Come on.
How about a cup of coffee?
That's a pretty tough scene, in my opinion. Honestly, when you know you've hurt someone and you've wounded them deeply, how should you appropriately seek to get forgiveness from them? First of all, I want to encourage you, before you go to seek forgiveness from someone else, I want to encourage you to find freedom in Jesus by receiving His forgiveness. Honestly, that's a game changer. The inability of others to forgive us should not be predicated on whether or not we've received the forgiveness of Jesus. So I would say before you go to ask for restoration or repairing those relationships, seek the forgiveness of Jesus. And then step two, humbly approach the person that you've hurt and do it in the right context. Do it privately, do it between you and that person alone, and do that with humility and confess your faults. Say what you did and look for forgiveness. Now, I love that Patty has found forgiveness from God. Of course, as a pastor, I want everyone to receive that same blessing as well. However, now he struggles in his ability to receive forgiveness from others. It's not something that he can actually demand that they give him, right? At first glance, he approaches his son, and it seems like he's approaching him humbly, but maybe it's not in the right context. Due to the hurt that he had caused Brendan, he probably shouldn't have showed up unannounced, late at night, and with an expectation that Brendan's going to have to listen to him. Maybe you're like Brendan in this movie. You've experienced some level of hurt by a family member or someone very close to you. It has relationally caused you some severe pain. And it's been difficult for you to move past and forgive or even to want that forgiveness. Maybe someone close to you or a family member, they abandoned you in a time of need and you never expected that or saw that coming. All of us have experienced the pain of hurt at some level. And for some of us, it's not our family, but it's a close friend or a colleague or a coworker who's betrayed us, maybe a neighbor who's let us down. Could have been your boss or your manager mistreated you. Some of us may even have been hurt at church from a pastor, a church leader. Somebody's hurt you. You can't control how other people respond to your offers of forgiveness, but you can control how you respond. Look at what the scripture says in Romans chapter 12, verse 18. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all people. That is, as far as you can help, you can't control what they do, but you can control what you do. Live at peace with all people, even living with forgiveness. Now, throughout this film, we learn that neither brother is going to forgive their father for their troubled childhood. In fact, they carry that baggage with them, I think, into the ring, and maybe that's what makes them such great fighters. Although Patty, the dad, is a changed man in Christ, his sons will just not accept it. So, both of these brothers have worked their way through the MMA fighting ranks, and they actually end up on opposite sides of the same MMA tournament bracket. They find each other and they reunite one night at the beach before the tournament begins.
Been looking all over for you. How's it going?
It's going.
I was thinking we should go grab a coffee.
I don't drink coffee, man. What you want?
You don't want to go sit down somewhere?
Nah, I'm good right here.
Okay. Tommy, how was I supposed to know I was never going to see you guys again?
Yeah, well, you were briefed. You had the information. You chose the old man and the girl.
This wasn't just some girl. I married him. She's my wife. See? That's Tess. That's Emily and Rosie. They ain't nieces, Tommy.
I don't know them.
No, you don't know them. Of course you don't know them.
So why am I looking at pictures of people I don't know?
So that's my family.
And who are you exactly?
I'm your brother, man.
You in the court?
What?
I said I know you in the court.
I wasn't in the court.
But you ain't no brother to me. My brother was in the court.
Jesus, Tommy.
I was a 16-year-old kid. Well, so that's it. I stay with Tess. I never get to see you guys again. Not a single phone call, nothing.
God, man, I don't understand this. What you... So you won't forgive me, but you forgave Pop.
No, he's just some old vet that I train with. You know, he means nothing to me. What I hear, he means nothing to you either.
You got guts talking about forgiveness.
That has nothing to do with forgiveness. I got children, man. I got a family to protect. Everything I do is for them. I forgave Pop. Just like I forgave you and Mom.
You forgave us?
Yeah.
Look, not surprised you made the tournament, Brendan. You got some guts, man.
I fell in love. What was I supposed to
do? You were supposed to stick to the plan. You were supposed to come with us. Mom needed you. I needed you. You're my big brother. You bailed on me. Yeah, you know, I'm glad you stayed. Everything worked out for you. You leave, you get the opposite. Okay? You leave, you get to bury people.
You're not the only one that suffered, Tommy. I didn't even know she was sick. I never even got the chance to say goodbye to my own mother. You had no right to keep that from me. That was not your decision to make.
No way. You walk around with your pictures in your wallet, and you're all, I forgive you. I forgive Pop. I forgive everyone, baby, you know?
You're full of it.
Are we done, Brendan? Are we finished?
Not only can the brothers fail to find forgiveness for their father, they've actually been holding pretty strong grudges against one another. Each of them have found fault in the other, but both feel that they made their own right decisions. Tommy left to take care of his mom, and Brendan stayed in town with his dad in order to marry his wife, Tess. So the tournament continues, and both brothers are ascending through the ranks. They win every fight, and finally, it's one brother fighting the other in the championship round. So the fight is on, and it's back and forth. First round comes with a late punch by Tommy and a bloodied up brother. Second round, unleashing punishing blows. I mean, it's mirroring the first. It's back and forth. They're hurting each other, and it's this all-out slugfest. Ultimately, Tommy gets held in a nasty hold by his brother Brendan, where he snaps his shoulder, and he calls for the fight to slow down. But what I find really interesting about this scene is it's almost like the fight to forgive is being slugged out in real time. And many of you, that's the challenge that you go through with forgiveness. It's such a hard battle. It's such a hard fight to get to the place of forgiveness. There's ups and downs in you, ups and downs in the others. There's insecurities. You don't know what's going to happen, how they're going to respond. And for many of us, forgiveness is an all-out brawl. But that's why we keep fighting for this, because actually the victory on the other side is worth way more than the battle that we go through to forgive.
Today, you were far away. and I. Didn't ask you why. What could I say?
So as the movie comes to a close, it's actually unclear if the brothers ever found forgiveness for their father, but it is clear that their relationship is now at a point where it can improve and move forward. You know, the movie ends on a positive note. For a fighting movie, it actually has a really cool ending, but there's not a true resolution to all of the conflicts set out in the film. And this is what happens in life. When you make the decision to follow Jesus, it doesn't mean that all of your problems go away in an instant. It does mean that you completely surrender your life to God, and then God walks with you as you face your problems. Like the Father, we have to seek forgiveness from those who we've offended. When you seek forgiveness from others, they will likely question your motive or ask what your end game is. And this is the perfect opportunity for you to share about what Jesus has done in your life. In the same way that we should seek forgiveness from others, we must also be willing to extend forgiveness to those that have hurt us. I've heard it said to have unforgiveness towards someone else is like drinking poison and expecting them to die. Jesus instructs us in Matthew 6, a very famous passage we call the Lord's Prayer. As part of our prayer to the Lord daily, we say, "Forgive us of our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us." You may have heard, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us." Now look, you're responsible to ask for forgiveness, but God does not hold you accountable for how someone else responds to you asking them to forgive you. See, the goal is restored relationship. But sometimes the other person doesn't share that same goal, and that's okay for now. Whether you forgive them or ask for forgiveness for someone else, you've done your part, and you can't live your life waiting on someone else to determine your joy and your obedience to Christ. So, how do we find freedom in Christ to forgive others? How do we find freedom in Christ when we need to be forgiven? Can I just tell you, and I say it all the time here, go all in with Jesus. Listen, surrender your whole life to Him and He'll make you whole. We believe there's nothing you've done that is unforgivable. Jesus died on the cross and rose again so that we can find freedom and new life in Him. You'll never be able to will or effort or hustle your way into true forgiveness. You need God's grace to give you the power to make it through. Now, in just a moment, I'm going to give you an opportunity to go all in with Jesus Christ. I also want to give you an opportunity to learn to find freedom from some of the things that you need forgiveness for. And I want you to do that by joining one of our small groups. We call them life groups at Life Point Church. See, we believe that freedom is found in the context of a community of believers. Something amazing happens when we acknowledge our mistakes, the hurts of our past, the pains of our yesterdays, and then we learn to open up to others so that we can find forgiveness from God and from others. James 5:16 says this, "Confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed." See, we've centered our entire church around this truth. This is why we believe life groups are so important. Sundays may be the biggest thing that we do, but life groups are the best thing we do. And I believe with all my heart that every one of you should be in a life group. Hey, I know a film like Warrior may seem a little gritty, dark, or a little tough to watch in a church setting, but here's what I believe, that the same struggle of unforgiveness that these guys had, that's the same struggle that many of us have. But I just believe with all my heart that God wants to change that in you. He wants to soften your heart like He did for the dad. He wants to break through some things like He did with the brothers. And for some of us, it's going to be a really hard fight. And for some of us, it's going to be just releasing all of that to the Lord and letting Him do the fighting for us and letting Him wash us clean. So here's what I want to do. I want to close us in a prayer. And in just a moment, we're going to have our campus pastors come up. And I want to give you the opportunity to find freedom, find forgiveness by going all in with Jesus today. Let me lead you, if I can, in a quick prayer. God, I thank You for the opportunity to speak into the lives of our church. And I thank You, Lord God, that even using movies like Warrior and other films that we've looked at in this series, they just reveal not only kingdom truths, but personal truths, the things that we struggle with and things that we maybe aren't acknowledging or we're stuffing down deep or we're not willing to wrestle through. But I thank You, Lord God, that You've come to give us life to the full. And I think part of having a full life is having a life where we have experienced forgiveness and we can learn how to forgive others. So Lord, today we ask for Your forgiveness. In fact, would you pray this with me, everybody collectively? Say, God, say, I'm all in. Say, I believe in Jesus Christ, that He died for my sin so that I can live my life forever for Him. Now say this, say, I ask for Your forgiveness and I receive it today. I receive Your salvation and I'll never be the same. Say, I will walk with You for the rest of my life, in Jesus' name, amen.